Hello, this is Hal Sawyer. For the next 15 minutes, we're proud to present one of America's most thrilling personalities, Miss Judy Garland, appearing on behalf of the 1955 March of Dimes.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
Who can forget Judy singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow in The Wizard of Oz? And thanks to her, that song will be loved and remembered always. And thanks to people like you, our listening audience, I'm sure that thousands of little polio sufferers will be loved and remembered by generous contributions to the March of Dimes. Am I right, Judy?
You're right, Hal. I'm sure we all want to pull together so that somewhere over the rainbow will be health and happiness and a fair break in life for all of the little victims of this horrible disease.
Well, Judy, if anyone should know about the breaks a kid can get out of life, it's you. You've been in show business since you were old enough to toddle.
Since I was two, to be exact.
You mean you've had your name up in lights since you were 2 years old?
Well, hardly. I wasn't exactly billed on that first appearance.
You know, I didn't know Judy Garland ever got...
It's a new world I see. A new
wonderful, Judy. And say, you know, while you were singing, I couldn't help wondering if little Frances Gum back in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, ever dreamed that she would someday sing for millions of people on radio and in the movies.
Why, Hal, of course I did. Every child has wonderful dreams. And that's what we must all restore for those helpless polio victims. The hopes and dreams of someday attaining a great goal. In their case, I'm sure the greatest dream is that they may someday walk again and play again like other children.
I'm sure of it, and I'm sure that everyone in our listening audience is going to do his or her part to make that dream come true by giving generously to the 1955 March of Dimes. And now, Judy, could we have one last song, please?
Oh, sure. May I do another one of my favorites, Go Lose That Long Face?
Why, sure.
When you've got a long face, rearrange it. Don't be contented with the wrong face. There's a way to change it. Does the day look painful? The future glum? Does the sky look rainful? Hey there, say there. Are you in a vacuum? All is stuck.
stuff and nonsense you can overcome. A long face gets you nowhere. You lose that month of May. Like Peter Pan, the sweeter Pan wins the day. Goes that long face, go along and get that long face lost. The blues black out when they can see. A smile that says move on, no vacancy. This panacea, idea, I'm handing you without any cost. There isn't any tax on it, so just relax on it. If you want trouble, double cross. Don't give in to a frown, turn that frown upside down and get yourself that long face lost. Friends, for letting us spend these few minutes with you, and please give generously to aid the battle against polio. Surely no price is too great for giving a child the chance to live again. Won't you help, please, by joining the 1955 March of Dimes? Thank you.
And our thanks to you, Judy Garland. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Judy Garland. This program was specially transcribed and brought to you as a public service by this station in cooperation with the 1955 March of Dimes. And now this is Hal Sawyer joining Judy Garland and urging you to send your dimes and dollars, all you can possibly spare, to your local March of Dimes headquarters today.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere